Camp Mullen Torrington has just celebrated its last day of camp for the summer. It's one of the first integrated day camps in New England, bringing together kids with and without intellectual disabilities. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, changes are underway for the future of the program.
It's 8:30 a.m. on the last day of camp. Director Catherine Marschenbeier leads a game called Wah with the counselors to wake everyone up. They're gathered near the flagpole at the center of camp for Marschenbeier's morning announcements.
You know, it's the last time I'll say this to you guys. It means so much to our campers to have your attention today. They love you dearly. They are attached to you. You are their heroes. They aren't going to forget you. So please give your attention to the kids. Listen to them. Talk to them about the excitement of what's next. We want to make sure they love Camp Mullen. But now we have to instill excitement about what the next thing is going to be.
For the kids, that next thing might be school, sports, or other programs. But for Marschenbeier, it's her last summer as director. She's retiring after 45 years with the camp and the arc of Litchfield County, or LARC.
Has it hit you yet?
Oh, no, I have sobbing times. You know, I said to the staff this morning, don't let the kids come and hug me too much because I can't take it. And I said, well, good luck, Catherine.
Marschenbeier pushed to create a day camp for children with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the early 1970s, a time when there were few options for these families. And 8 years ago, Camp Mo opened its doors to children without special needs to form a large integrated program for all kids. Yellow buses carrying campers start to pull in a little after 9 a.m. And like always, Marschenbeier hops on to see the kids as they arrive.
I'm telling you, this is the best place on the earth. This is magical.
Marschenbeier has been going nonstop, directing the camp, leading other LARC programs, providing community services, and raising two children. She says retirement may take a little adjusting.
My husband said, you know, could we go away for a vacation that's longer than 48 hours? Because that's all we've ever done in I don't know how many years. That's the longest I would go. And I said, yeah, let's try 3 days, you know.
Michael Menard, executive director at LARC, says it'll be no small feat finding Marschenbeier's replacement, but he's excited to continue her legacy.
And so you have to hold on to the great stuff and then assure folks that there'll be enough continuity so the experience they've loved for all these years is still in place and still what they expect it to be, but then figure out how to take it to the next place.
Chris O'Haron has been working at Camp Mo for the last 8 years. Under Marschenbeier, he's seen the camp expand and get better every year.
Throughout camp, kids change, staff changes, but at the top, it's all the same. We've developed a great reputation. And like I said before, that's Catherine. And it's all starting with Catherine. Starts from the top, and she works really hard at it.
Marschenbeier has a long day ahead of her on this final day of camp, so she's trying to keep up a smiling face around the kids.
It's sad that this is the last day for this year.
Isn't it sad?
Yeah.
But you know what? And then we start countdown to next year. Yeah.
What she's most proud of is the larger message that Camp Mo sends to people.
We don't see people looking differently. I mean, everybody plays. They play together, they eat together, they sing together. It's just, we're all part of a family. And everyone here is different. And every child has a challenge. Every staff member, all of us have challenges. And we accept them and we go for the strengths.
She says next summer will be hard. She has tentative plans to stay out of Connecticut at that time, but she hopes by the following year, she'll be asking to volunteer.
You know, when you've done something your whole life, and it means so much to you, the best thing is to go away and cheer the next person on. And that's what I will do. No matter where I am, I will be cheering this program on.
Marschenbeier's last official day with Camp Mo and LARC is September 15th. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.